Let Your Geek Side Show. Pop culture news now.
Hey, this is Chris, and here are your daily geek headlines. In Star Wars news, Paul Inglis, the art director for Blade Runner 2049, has been hired for Star Wars Episode 9. Not many other details are known about the J.J. Abrams-directed conclusion to the sequel trilogy, but the film will open in theaters on December 20th, 2019. In DC animation news, the upcoming anime movie Batman Ninja will release straight to DVD in the United States on April 24th. In this film, Batman and his enemies suit up as samurai after Gorilla Grodd's time displacement machine drops them in feudal Japan. Warner Brothers recently released an English dub trailer featuring voice cast announcements and previously unseen footage. In upcoming movie news, 20th Century Fox has shifted the release calendar for a few of its upcoming movies, including Alita: Battle Angel and Predator Reboot. Alita is moving from the summer to a December 21st holiday release, and Predator is switching places with The Darkest Minds, now releasing on September 14th. In comic book movie news, actress Melissa McCarthy has just joined the cast of New Line Cinema's mob drama The Kitchen, based on the Vertigo comic series. She will star alongside the previously announced Tiffany Haddish. The Kitchen is set in the 1970s and follows a group of mob wives who take control of their husband's criminal enterprise after the men are all arrested. In video game news, Activision and Vicarious Visions are reportedly working on a remastered release of the Spyro the Dragon trilogy of games, coming to PlayStation 4 later this year. The remaster follows the success of the Crash Bandicoot and Sane trilogy update, and will include the games Spyro the Dragon, Ripto's Rage, and Year of the Dragon. Did you know you can now get our daily updates streamed for free on your favorite podcasting platform? Now there are even more ways to let your geek side show. This has been your daily Geek Headlines update. For more ad-free pop culture news and content, visit geeksideshow.com. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to let your geek side show.